Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. In the coming years, rail passengers at Berlin-Köpenick station will have to make do without most of the bicycle parking spaces. Because the station is being converted into a regional train station by the summer of 2027, hundreds of parking spaces are being removed step by step, and there are no plans to replace them. According to the ADFC, there were 404 parking spaces for bicycles at Köpenick station back in 2021. 120 of them have already been removed, and 180 more are to follow. On the south side of the station, notices on the parking structures are already drawing attention to their imminent removal. Per the ADFC, the only thing that is clear at the moment is that the 50 or so parking spaces in a nearby bicycle parking garage will be retained, although this is not optimally accessible as the opening hours have to be aligned with those of an adjacent store. When asked by RBB, Deutsche Bahn, which is responsible for the removal of the parking, cited the building permit, adding that the plans were publicly displayed as part of the public participation process and citizens and the district were able to comment on them and voice their concerns. The railroad also noted that the construction plans do not include any requirements to provide alternative parking spaces during the construction period. Whether substitutes will be provided depends on the coordination with the Treptow-Köpenick district government. Tomorrow, Wednesday, March 8th, Berlin will once again celebrate International Women's Day. In the capital, this day is a public holiday, which means employees do not have to go to work, schools, daycare centers, and most stores and offices are closed. Women's Day was established as a holiday in Berlin back in January of 2019. At that time, the House of Representatives decided with a majority of SPD, Left and the Greens for the introduction of the day as a public holiday. The capital was previously the federal state with the fewest public holidays, and this disparity wanted to be compensated. Incidentally, Berlin was initially the only federal state in which Women's Day was a public holiday, but this year it will also be celebrated in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern for the first time. In all other federal states, March 8th is a normal working day, including in Brandenburg. For a list of Berlin's public holidays, as well as an overview of the events and demonstrations taking place tomorrow in the Hauptstadt, please follow the link in our show notes. In a nationwide comparison, Berlin remains a top location for startups. Every second euro invested in startups in Germany last year went to companies from the capital, leaving the other federal states far behind. And to further finance startups in Berlin, IBB Ventures, a subsidiary of Investitionsbank Berlin, is launching its next generation of funding, which for the first time includes funds specifically targeted at startups that aim to create social or environmental value. IBB Ventures plans to invest a total of 120 million euros with its fifth generation of funds by the end of 2029. 90 million of this will go toward continuing the existing funds, which are aimed at startups in various technology sectors on the one hand, and founders from the creative industries on the other. The remaining 30 million belong to the VC fund Impact. This money is to be invested in those Berlin startups that not only gear their business toward economic success, but also want to achieve a measurably positive social or ecological impact. Marco Zeller, managing director of IBB Ventures, called the expansion of the fund's offering a milestone, adding, quote, "We also want to make a significant contribution to the further expansion of the social impact investing ecosystem," unquote. Economics Senator Stefan Schwartz said that the aim is to drive the development of Berlin as a startup metropolis, with the promotion of impact startups being one of the key points on the new agenda, stating, quote, With the VC Fund Impact, we are pioneers nationwide and want to position Berlin as a global hub for startups that are committed to the UN's sustainability goals. Unquote. And lastly, passengers of the S-Bahn have to plan for more travel time in Berlin. Starting yesterday until March 15th, construction work will be taking place on the Ringbahn, which is S41, 42, 45, and 46, as switches and tracks are being renewed. The timetables and replacement services are too lengthy to mention, so please follow the links to the original article and the S-Bahn Berlin website for more details. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.